And now, Public Access presents Men on Films.
Hello, I'm Blaine Edwards.
And I'm Antoine Merriweather.
And welcome to Men on Films. We're going to be reviewing the latest films
from a male point of view. First up is Dangerous Liaison, starring John Malkovich and Glenn Close. You know, John Malkovich is like every moviegoer's fantasy. I find myself just alone at night just thinking about his intensity.
Yeah.
What you think of Glenn Close?
Oh, I loved him. And I really have to admire the producers for daring to cast a man in that role. I mean, that really made the picture for me.
Hello? Glenn Close is a woman.
Clutch the pearls. What a sneaky thing.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Miss Veronica Vaughn. What's up?
DJ. Changing my name.
Veronica Johnson, how are you this fine day?
I'm wonderful.
Good to hear, even though you're being a pain in my butt. We'll get to that.
You were late. I don't want to hear
You shut your mouth.
I was here early. You were late, and
remember,
I drove from Stafford.
That means nothing
here.
To anyone who
you
doesn't live in this area.
Okay, let's be real. Everybody who listens to the show is from this area.
Not true.
You live 5 minutes from the studio, and you were 10 minutes
late. I absolutely do not. I left at 6:45 and got here at 7:10.
Yeah.
Bad.
You were late.
I was 10 minutes late, but now you're laying on me that we're pre-recording this, by the way. And welcome again to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa, the more important one. And show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Tweet me, at Papa's Basement. Please find us on Facebook, not at Papa's Basement, facebook.com/Papa's Basement. There we go. You're just staring at me. It's tripping me all kinds of up.
I'm not. I was just looking at my sunglasses. What are you talking about?
Looking at me with your weird Furby eyes.
I will cut you.
So
I almost started yelling at
you. We're pre-recording because I'm tied up this weekend. I believe you are too, or no?
No, I am perfectly free this weekend.
Well, I got junks going on.
More strippers.
Yes, more strippers. More trips for Sonic and strippers. Actually, no Sonic in my future.
Oh, I want Sonic so bad.
We're going to talk about that. But okay. this is coming to you live from about 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
7:12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
On a Wednesday. And Veronica's all kinds of up my butt because she wanted me here at 7. I was 10 minutes late. I didn't realize I was so under the gun, though. You're telling me that we've got literally, a half-hour episode, 35-minute episode?
Hey, you told me 7. I was here early.
You didn't tell me that there was no end afterward. That's the important part of this. You didn't say that.
What, you think that my entire evening is just, at your leisure?
I didn't realize there was any kind of time limit. That's
you've
all.
You've never been late, ever, in the history of the show. You've never been late. I didn't think I had to tell you I'd be out here.
But even had I been here at 7, it takes me like 10 minutes to set up mics and get recording going.
Yeah, you're
crap
always
like that.
Early. I thought you would be here at 6:30, setting things up.
I
need to go at 7.
Honestly, I was like dicking around my house, and then I looked at my clock, and it was like 6:35. I'm like, oh, crap. I did not realize that the day had gone by thus. I really didn't. Nothing today.
Yeah. And I worked in Stafford for 8 hours. So I don't want to hear.
I didn't have any business calls. I did some.
You're just gonna make me
more
angry.
I cleaned up the backyard. Well, no, I did manly crap. I was cutting down vines with a machete.
That is not manly crap.
That's
great. Little boy
living
out of fantasy crap. Let's be real.
What are you talking about? It was awesome.
Oh, gee, I don't know. Maybe because there's machetes in every video
exactly.
game.
Exactly. I had to do battle with killer bees.
I wish you would have gotten stung.
I didn't get stung, but we eyed each other, me and one of those. What are those big fat bees called?
The yellow jackets?
Not a yellow jacket. Yellow jackets are different. They have the hook that can, keep
Ouch.
Digging into you. I'm talking, what is the one that looks like a normal honeybee, but it's like 4 times as fat? It's a big bee.
Do I look like an expert in bees?
I don't know.
No idea.
I don't know what the hell their special name is. You got your honeybee. Is that a bumblebee? I don't know. It's just like a big effing bee.
Someone please call in and correct us.
No one's going to call. Yeah, we're not.
We're not live.
We got nothing. No.
Well, shit.
Oh, now I'm going to have to find out when that wasn't edited out.
I know. Just to make your day easier.
I don't care. Whatever those were.
We're not live, so it doesn't matter.
I was tearing up the clover that they're living in. Because my house, my old man used to love to plant crap. Mm-hmm. He was obsessed with it. That was the only way he stayed sane, like working 70-hour weeks or whatever the hell he did for his horrible, thankless family, mm-hmm. of which I was a member. And since he passed, which is like 11 years ago now, the backyard is just hell. It's just vines everywhere.
What have you been doing for the last 11 years? Watching it grow?
No, it's like every summer, whatever he planted just comes up, and in 2 weeks, it'll overrun it. Like, you're looking, and you're like, oh, things have started to sprout. This is like March 15th, and by March 30th, it looks like the Amazon basin. It's insanity. Please yawn some more.
I moved away from the mic.
Not quickly enough.
I am so tired. I've been in my car for like 3 hours today, and I have another hour drive to.
That is my typical work day.
His place.
I will call you out on that. I know you're trying to cry.
Your job is supposed you drive for your job though.
Yeah.
So it doesn't count.
Yes, it does. It makes it that much worse.
No, it doesn't. Not when you charge $150 an hour. I don't want to hear it.
Not $150 an hour.
Whatever, close enough.
I wish. I'm getting there. But yeah, that was my day. I kind of. You know, you can see some red marks on my arms, see? A little mm-hmm. bit of thorn and nettle action, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's some manly crap. Don't act like I was totally not
productive. Grannies with their little gloves do the same thing you did today. I don't want to hear it.
I had on my granny gloves.
I'm sure
I fed
did.
The cat. Not once, but twice. It didn't starve on my watch.
Sounds like you've had an exhausting day, John.
It's pretty brutal. Not going to lie. Stumbled onto G-Chat around noon. Kind of was doing that for about 5 or 6 hours. It was a tough one in the Papa Giorgio household.
What's it like being a teenager? I forgot.
It's pretty great. Pretty great.
I loathe you right now.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of just wake up when I need to. What's an alarm like, Veronica?
You know what? You'll find out when I call you repeatedly at 5:05 tomorrow morning.
Is that when you wake up?
No, 4:40.
Why?
Because I work during the day, so I have to go to the gym beforehand.
Ugh. You don't gym when I was 9 to 5, I always gymmed afterward. Like, you, with a gun to my head, you could have made me wake up even earlier.
I hate running at night. I hate it.
Really? Nah, I used to just go home, and my gym was between my place of work and my house, so I really couldn't make an excuse, and I would just go there and bang it out for an hour, and then go home and enjoy my 2 hours of consciousness. That's why I don't live that way anymore. That's why I'm taking a shot that the window's increasingly shrinking on of finding any sort of employment that doesn't have me just hating every minute of my life. Because listen to you right now. You hate your life. I mean,
I hate my life because I had to drive from Stafford to Maryfield.
But you typically have to drive a lot, period.
It's a 20-minute drive each way. It's
not bad. Oh, well then. Couldn't we have done this tomorrow and you would have been in a much better mood without...
I would have had to do the same drive.
But you wouldn't have had to zip home afterward to see your boyfriend.
I might have. I don't know what we're doing tomorrow.
Oh, well, okay then. La-dee-da.
Okay then.
Why doesn't he come over? You guys watch your 30 Rock?
I don't like 30 Rock.
Do you like Community?
He probably will come over. No.
Do you like Parks and Recreation?
No.
I got nothing for you then.
I like Bravo.
What is on Bravo?
The Real Housewives. I'm kidding. I don't watch any of that junk. I like Criminal Minds.
What is Criminal Minds?
It's a like law show about crazy psychopaths who kill people.
Do you watch The Killing? It was on AMC. It's on Netflix now.
Nope.
Great show.
Nope.
Great procedural crime drama. Kept me glued. While you were at work, I was just banging out episodes of The Killing.
I am literally going to reach over this console and punch you. Don't cough. Don't mute it. They're all going to hear anyways.
They didn't hear a damn thing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hmm. That was lovely.
Light as a baby's whisper, that was.
Mm-hmm.
You need to watch The Killing.
Why?
See, that it's just a really, really good show. It's kind of like Law and Order-esque, except instead of being bad and on network TV, it's good and it's on AMC.
I don't pay for TV.
It's free. AMC is like just one of those upper tier channels.
I'll have to look for
it. It's the Mad Men channel.
And I watch Mad Men.
What?
Dude, I'm literally awake for maybe 2 hours when I get home and I have to cook dinner.
I remember these days.
And then I watch Criminal Minds or something stupid that my roommate has on, and then I go to bed. And then I get up at 4:40 in the morning.
Why are you just not on websites where you can blow old men for money? Like, why do you date anyone our age?
Why?
Yes.
Seriously?
Well, okay, I know the answer is like, you're not a whore.
Thanks.
But, God. I hated life like that a lot.
Yeah, I'm beginning to get there. Let me tell you.
It sucked, didn't it?
And my boss said that I really shouldn't talk about work.
No, go for it. Who listens to this?
I know, right?
I don't.
Right now I'm on 42 active projects. A normal contracts administrator does 17.
Yeah, that's what the economy's done, by the way. Yeah. People just get fired, and it's like, you want to get fired too? Yeah. Do twice the work.
My boss agreed to take on 55 more projects to her team. 25 of them are going to me and this other girl that I work with. That's 67 if they give a few of them to somebody else, because it would be 74. 74 or 62 active projects that I'm on. I literally slammed a door today. I was so pissed.
Whoa. Watch your tongue there. Door what? Slam and pissed in one sentence? Come on.
Hey, I'm trying not to.
You know we don't have a delay.
We're pre-recording. You can bleep it. I hate you so much that I'm going to just start dropping them. So you have to
don't
listen
hate
to this
me.
Whole thing and bleep them all.
Why do you hate me? Just because.
You were late.
Well, I apologize.
I was going to yell at you about it.
I apologize. I did not realize we were under any kind of like time consideration. To be honest, you were here at what, like 6:40?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you're in a pissed mood anyhow. Like you've been sitting here for a half hour.
Uh-huh.
But you said be here at 7.
In my so
you
car can, since
you can
five.
Only hold 10 minutes of lateness against me.
Yeah, fine. Totally
Wait,
fine.
You've been here since 5 p.m.?
No, I have been in my car since 5 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't
hate
mind
driving.
The twitch in my eye. It'll
no,
go
I hate
away.
I hate driving too. Like you want to attack me? You're viewing me as the 1% right now because I don't share your work day. But my loophole is being at home. Trust me.
You POS.
That's like saying I hate
Have
looking at today's fashion, so I blinded myself. You know, it's a horrible solution. It works, but it's a little drastic.
Mm-hmm.
Just watch The Killing. You'll be happier.
Watch. It's just going to make me more scared to walk from my car to the front door at night.
Oh, it will. You know why? Because there's a killing in it.
No way.
It starts with
they
a killing.
They don't go to the mall and do hopscotch down
no.
the hallway?
No. Starts with a young girl getting killed.
Why is it always a young girl getting killed? Why isn't it ever
Do I have
men
to answer
killed?
This? I'll do
yes,
that. Do
you
I have
do.
To answer this?
Yes,
that was
you
my
do.
Veronica
I want to know
impression.
Why.
Because people like young Puzzy, and they don't care about old people getting killed, and they really don't care about men getting killed. It's like the Titanic. Who got to go on the boats? The sweet young kitty cat did. And everything else, no one cares. And that's why you can also kill a kid, and people would care. Whoever gets to go on the boats, that's who people care if they die.
Women and children?
Exactly.
I'm glad I'm part of
if
that
If the
group.
Show was The Killing and it was me running through the woods, it would have been canceled 2 episodes in.
It's too
no
bad we weren't
care.
On that Italian cruise together.
Why? Why?
Because I'm in the sacred class and you're not.
But that was actually not a lifeboat incident. They crashed
Whatever.
Like 20 feet off the shore. You could literally swim through the hole to safety.
Veronica, wait. I'm right here.
I do not know how anyone died in that. You could literally have put on one arm floaty.
Even like.
Yeah. And just chilled out for an hour and been fine. Like the Italian fishermen were coming out and saving
like
the fat
waiting
Americans.
Out with their
yeah.
fish
who couldn't
boots
make
on.
The 40-foot swim. What piece of fat puke? I don't even care if you can't swim. You just do the dead man's float and kind of
yeah,
like
just
let the current take you in. It's pretty much what you're paying for anyhow, to dick off in the ocean for an hour and then eat wop food.
Mm-hmm.
I never did get that.
Get what?
like how anyone died in that. Were they just asleep and then they woke up and it's like, oh, I'm underwater. Ain't that a bee?
Maybe. I don't know, dude.
Did I grow gills? No. Oh, I'm effed. That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Veronica, please put down your phone.
I just have to see who.
Who what?
Somebody wrote me.
Oh, did they write you? I call it texting. What did they wrote you?
It's one of my coworkers. I'll check it later.
Was it about a project? Was it about one of your 62 projects?
Yes.
Are you going to slam the door if I talk about your 62 projects?
I might.
They're waiting for you tomorrow.
John, I will literally kill you today. I'm not kidding. Literally, I will cut you.
Your boobs are looking nice in your top.
Stop.
See how I smooth over
chest.
With the ladies?
Do they look good? I'm going to go see him later.
Your bosoms are looking nice and on display in good. Your thin yellow t-shirt.
Good. The boyfriend will like
it. A black bra, I believe.
No, dude. Nude.
It's a nude bra.
Quit looking at my tits. Seriously?
I'm just looking at your face over
no,
the microphone.
Not. No, you're not. Do you want to know what you look like?
What? I look like I am paying rapt attention.
It's pretty creepy, huh?
No, not really.
Yes.
My eyes are up here, Veronica. I like your little pocket on one of the boobs. Your little nipple pocket. What do you hide in there? What do you hide in the little nipple pocket?
Nothing for you.
It looks too tiny to hide anything.
It is a cute little pocket, huh?
It is. Like, if you were my girlfriend, I would insist you wear no bra, and then I would just stick my finger into the nipple pocket all day and be like, oh, it's a treat.
Should I cut out the part underneath?
Oh, my God. I just saw your bra strap.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm going to need a 30-second break. Take care of
it. That's so gross. 30 seconds?
I'm going to make it fast for your consideration. Normally, I like milking that, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
What a delicious play on words. Yeah, thank you. But I'll firecracker that ass for you.
That's
just
really,
pow, done.
Wow.
Like an M80 inside a frog, just everywhere.
Wow.
You want to get to the meat of the show today?
Yeah, what are we talking about today?
I got two topics for you.
Okay.
One, I watched something on Netflix. Are you blown away so far? I watched something on Netflix, a documentary called Forks Over Knives.
Mm-hmm.
And they contend that pretty much all animal products are very bad for you. Like, even lean cuts of meat and milk and crap like that, it's
milk,
actually
I agree, but
pretty bad for you.
But why meat?
Meat, just because the human body really wasn't meant to handle all of the animal fat and really protein as well. And more importantly, if you're eating meat, you're not eating vegetables. And these guys kind of are jerking their dicks about
that's absolute crap.
The awesomeness of being close to vegan.
That's absolute crap. Go tell a bodybuilder that they don't need protein.
I mean, there are
fruit and vegetables do not help your muscles recover from a strenuous exercise.
Well, I'll counter with none of the top ones have been, but there used to be like vegan lifters and stuff like that, especially like vegetarian.
Yeah,
like
how many?
Not a ton, but it seemed like it was kind of mindlessly accepted by these guys because the dudes that didn't buy into it were pretty much as big, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I noticed any huge difference in these guys.
I
want to
know what kind of supplements they were taking.
I would assume a bunch of whey protein. Or maybe not. I don't know. I just found it fascinating, and I've been skipping the meat and all that stuff for like a week now.
Hmm. How do you like it? Do you feel tired?
No, I have more energy, which they kind of said would happen. And other than that, I haven't noticed much of a difference, but I don't really miss the meat either, just because I'm not really doing it for moral reasons, so if I do see like a juicy steak, I'll just eat it and not care, because who gives a crap? The animal's already dead.
Yeah, my cousin did that for a month on a dare, on it, like a bet that he couldn't do it, go vegetarian, and he did.
I was a veggie for like 5 years back in the day. Like,
you were?
Oh, yeah, from like 16 until, or 15 until 20 or something like that. I was trying to bang a vegetarian girl I knew.
Oh, gee. Shocker, ulterior motive for it.
Yeah.
No, here's the thing. Like, I agree that Americans definitely eat too much meat.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people don't realize what a serving size really is. When I eat meat, it's 2 ounces at each meal, 2 ounces of protein. So I think I've got that pretty much in check. But you can go to a restaurant, order a 20-ounce steak. That's 2 days worth of protein for me. And for guys, obviously, it should be more. They've got more body mass. But I think maybe they should have.
I'm just liking it because all I can eat now, fast food-wise, is a Taco Bell bean burrito. And it's kind of hard to get really
the flavor
tubbed out eating a ton of those.
Are you eating fish?
No, I'm not. I'm not even eating, like, milk crap right now.
So
like,
what are you doing for the nutrients in protein? Iron, things like that.
I just take a vitamin.
Do you get iron from protein? Sorry, that may be a dumb
question. Well, I think you get it from meat. Just meat in general. It's not protein itself carries nothing inside it. Protein is just protein.
Yeah.
But meat comes with, I guess, iron and crap like that. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't noticed anything yet. I remember when I was a veggie, nothing went haywire.
Well, I mean, you've also got a lot, obviously, still in your system that
yeah. Staining my, well, you know what happens when I lose all my iron? What should I look for?
I don't know what has iron in it. I know that's something that I need to take a supplement for because I don't eat enough food with iron in it. So I need to look into that myself.
Really?
But you know what I don't miss is dairy. I can't even eat dairy anymore. Cheese, milk, like I do not.
See, I like that crap more than anything meat-wise. I'd love to shovel ice cream in my yapper. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Last I checked, about a week ago. And love cheese. Who doesn't like cheese?
I could eat cheese and bread and Fruity Pebbles every single day for the rest of my life and be the happiest person in the world. I'd also weigh 650 pounds, so I don't do it.
Cheese will get you fat.
Yeah, cheese and processed carbs. Yep.
Cheese, not to get too gross. Here is the weirdest side effect of how I've been eating so far. And this is not me going for shock jockery. Ladies, turn down the speakers for a little bit. Things are going to get a little graphic. Not in a fun way. Okay. You know how
can
normal.
Can I turn down my volume?
No, you have to listen. You're just here. This is the weirdest thing about eating vegetables and fruits and nuts and crap like that. I have been crapping nonstop. Veronica, put down the phone.
I'm just
bearing my soul to you right now.
I'm listening to your bowel movement story, John. Don't worry.
It's,
I got you.
It's not intended to be graphic. I'm trying to inform and
educate our listeners
exactly.
on your bowel movements.
Exactly.
I'm sure they appreciate that.
I'm just
sorry,
saying
y'all.
It's been vicious. It has mm-hmm. been, and it's not like I feel the urge and there's nothing there, or I feel the urge and I'm just getting like a little hint of something. It's like three Andre the Giant.
It's your system cleaning itself out. This is probably really good for you. How many servings of fruits and vegetables are you eating a day?
I'm now up to probably the five I should have had all along.
Only five?
Yeah.
No, dude, you should be eating way more than that. You should have fruit with breakfast, fruit for a snack, vegetables with lunch, vegetables with a snack, vegetables for dinner, and fruit for a snack.
That sounds tiring.
No, dude.
I got exhausted listening to that.
No. If you followed a meal plan that I wrote out for you, you would drop weight like that.
There. I didn't disrespect the audience and turn off the mic and pretend they couldn't hear that. Well, I've been dropping so far just by not eating
meat.
Just by hinting at eating vegetables.
So
well, I used to eat like zero veggies a
day. So what are you eating?
Okay. I'm glad you asked. Breakfast might be like a bowl of cereal with a banana in it and some soy or almond milk, crap like that.
What kind of cereal?
A little bit of the Cheerios action. A little Honey Nut.
Okay.
You're standing up.
Yes,
you're doing a little sexy dance.
I'm sitting on my foot, dude. Really?
You were kind of wiggling. I'm sorry that I got to blow you up in front of your boyfriend like that. You were wiggling the hips for me. You're a temptress. And I'm not.
I do not let him listen to this.
I'm flattered, but you have a man, Veronica, and you need to respect that. Okay?
Wow.
I will not make him a cuckold.
Dead silence. I'm not talking about that.
There's no dead silence. People could hear your chair creaking back and forth. So sit still.
Do you like that?
No, I don't. Okay, so I got my bowl of cereal. Whenever I'm bored, I'll just shovel a handful of cashews in my mouth because they're like 700 calories a piece.
Mm-hmm.
So that keeps me fat, keeps my tits round.
Yeah, keeps the moobs going.
Yes. I might have a salad at lunch with a vinaigrette, salt, some pepper.
What's in the salad? You should drop the salt, by the way.
No, salt's delicious.
Yeah, no, salt is, there's absolutely, you absolutely do not need to add salt to anything.
It helps with my goiters.
No.
Keeps them at bay.
No, dude, you don't need salt.
Fine.
The food you're eating has enough salt in it, I promise.
My salad is a cucumber and a tomato chopped up and tossed together. I get real wild with it.
You should add some potato in that.
Why? I eat carbs all damn day. I'll shovel bread in my mouth.
Drop the bread. Drop processed carbs. Seriously, what do you need processed carbs for?
Deliciousness. Vitamin D.
No.
Vitamin yummy in my tummy.
No. That's crap.
You're a taskmaster.
Mm-hmm. Why are you bobbing your head like that? It looks like you're trying to blow the microphone.
I'm not trying to blow the microphone. I was moving my head because you're moving back and forth, and you know what? Two can play that game. So anyhow, I've been visiting Taco Bell pretty much once a day for
bean
a couple
burritos.
Of bean burritos.
Fresco style. I actually really like those, but since I got food poisoning from Taco Bell, I can't go there again.
You got to get back on that horse.
I can't do it. Just the thought of it makes
me
nauseous.
If everyone quit Taco Bell the first time they got food poisoning, Taco Bell would be out of business.
Oh, I can't do it. I can't even think about the stupid Dorito tacos.
That's what
I get for picking that to be my cheat day.
They're so good. You just fill them full of the beans and you just go to town.
Oh, I'm going to be sick.
Oh, then you get that orange crap on
your
fingertips.
Seriously?
They're good.
You need to stop. I was in the emergency room, John, with an IV in my hand because of those stupid things.
I've been in the ER with an IV for a hangover. I didn't quit drinking. You just got to nut up or shut up.
I am not paying a $200 copay for an ER visit for a $1.99 Dorito taco.
But the savings on the food is so great that it evens out.
No.
I bet in the long run.
No.
Had you been eating at BK, it would be like $10 a meal. Taco Bell's $2 a meal. So those $8 differences, they added up to more than equal that copay.
No way, man. I get like $15 of food at Taco Bell. It's so good.
What?
I'm joking.
Hey, I've seen
that's
people.
Like one of everything on the menu.
No, you can. I know our mutual friend Matt Ganoza. I know people that will go to Taco Bell.
Our mutual friend Matt Ganoza.
Yeah, and they will order some really high-end crap.
High-end crap at Taco Bell? Like
yes,
what?
There is
the steak
high-end
taco?
Crap. Exactly. Steak burritos, things like that.
Any fool who's eating steak at Taco Bell deserves the food poisoning.
Well, I'm just saying, you got to be a horse's ass to be buying like the $4 and $5 items, really at any fast food place.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. If I'm going to eat good food, I don't mind spending money. But if you take me to McDonald's and it's like, you're going to eat for a spot, I'm like, F you.
I want the 99-cent cheeseburger with the four chicken
nuggets. I'll do the double cheeseburger and like the little baby fries or whatever.
Yep.
Or a couple chicken wraps. If you're getting like the $5
Big Mac meal.
Get a real meal. Not even real. Go to
goddamn get the friggin'
Payway
Happy Meal, man. You get toys.
I haven't had a Happy Meal in a long time.
I get the Happy Meals.
I only said that because I didn't have like a real good kid-touching joke to line up. Like, I do get them, and I use the toys as bait.
Oh, that's so disgusting.
It's kind of fumbling.
Can you really say that on air? You think that'd be worse than, like, the S word?
No.
You're a whore, John.
Well, that's the society
only
we live in.
Only because I can say that word on air.
I can talk about dropping kids' pants.
Ew.
And shattering their innocence, but I can't use
disgusting.
The S word. What? I don't
I
do
know,
it.
It's ridiculous.
I don't do that. People listening at home, I do not touch children inappropriately.
Yeah, Jerry Sandusky sitting across from me here, folks.
There you go. I just like to hug the kids a lot.
Bring the lynch mob over. And string them up.
Oh, Sandusky. I love how we've forgotten about that.
No, we haven't. We're
we
just waiting
have.
For the court hearing.
Is it? We're just waiting for the
trial?
We're
just waiting. That guy is disgusting.
He is. Now, would his crime be lesser if he weren't as physically unattractive? What if you learned like Bradley Cooper touched kids?
I don't think he's that physically unattractive. He looks like an old white guy.
No, he looks pretty gross. Like, I think it would be a lesser crime if you were attractive. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no.
Slightly.
Anybody who touches little kids is sick. I'm sorry.
I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying you could walk it off a little more easily if it was like, oh, Brad Pitt gave me a box of crayons and then he blew me.
No, dude. I don't care who it is. That's wrong. That's gross.
See, because it starts to, especially if it's someone famous doing it, it starts to become a story. Like, if you're just like, oh, Jerry Sandusky did it, he's only famous for touching kids, in essence. That's not a great story. It's just kind of sad.
No, dude. No. That's gross. I don't care who does it. It's gross.
I'm not
I think a celebrity would get it even worse than Jerry Sandusky.
I'm just saying.
If Brad Pitt groped a little boy, the press would not leave his front yard. He would get no peace.
It would be the story of the century until the next story of the century. But at least the victim would have something to chuckle about a little bit.
Seriously?
He'd be like, hey.
You think a 10-year-old boy is going to say,
no,
Brad
give him like 6,
me.
7 years. It'll just be like, hey, you ever see Inglourious Bastards? Guess what? That's all I'm saying. It's an opener. It breaks the ice. Stop staring at me like that.
What, with like utter disgust?
Like you can see into my soul. It's a little weird. I'm just saying.
I know you, John.
I definitely wouldn't want to be molested. I wouldn't want anyone that I know to be molested. But if it were by someone famous, at least you get that.
Mm-hmm.
At least that. That's it. I'd rather have my innocence intact. But if it has to go, yeah, give me someone. I mean, like Paul Newman touched me in the day. That's kind of funny. It's kind of a story.
And it's gross, dude. It's gross.
Because it's Paul Newman?
Yes.
Just because he's older? That's ageism.
No,
I
just
find
gross.
That a little disgusting on your part.
Yeah, I hate old people. Shush.
Oh, look at you arching your back. I'm getting dinner and a show.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. I did that. Well, I got the diet topic, and we mm-hmm. pretty much covered that in depth, because, mm-hmm. I mean, just look at how we handled it. There mm-hmm. is nothing more we could have gotten into there, although you've made me feel horrible about the way I've been eating. I'm going to
I don't think
home.
You should feel horrible. I think it's an improvement on how you were eating before.
Thank you.
Just
that's how I'm looking at it.
Just I don't know. I don't.
I at least can't pretend to live on ice cream anymore.
Yeah, what? I think if anything, if it breaks that habit of yours, mm-hmm. then it'll be good.
Oh yeah, there are these sundaes that Friendly's makes. It's like $1.50 sundae in a cup. They make one that's Reese's penis. Reese's penis.
Wow, what's John thinking about right now?
Sweet, sweet chocolate penis on top.
Oh my
no,
God.
It's Reese's peanut butter cups on top of. Peanut butter ice cream.
I'm literally not a big ice cream person. I could pass up ice cream.
I don't like. Are you human?
I,
how long have I you don't... been on this planet? Because that's a big custom for our
the
people.
The only ice cream that I absolutely love, totally ineffective by the way, is Superman ice cream. I love it.
What is Superman ice cream?
Oh my God, you are from this godforsaken state. It's the most amazing ice cream in the world. It's blue, red, and yellow, and it's so good. It
what are
like
the
fruity
flavors?
Pebbles. It tastes like Fruity Pebbles to me. People say that's crap and it's just vanilla that's colored, but I think it has a fruity taste to it. It tastes so duped.
You are
it
such
like
a
Fruity
rube.
Pebbles.
No,
I'm
going to
find. No, I am finding Superman ice cream.
Where do you
and
find Superman ice cream?
In the most amazing state.
In Michigan.
In the United States.
Wait, are there
Michigan?
Multiple brands of Superman ice cream?
Different brands make it, yeah. I had like, Superman
this is a real
ice cream
thing.
Every single day in the seventh grade for lunch. Every single day I had a thing of Superman ice cream.
Superman ice cream.
Superman ice cream and cheese fries. Good old American way.
Good God.
You're so good.
Did you crap like once a month? Did you mark the lunar calendar with that?
No.
Before your period?
Okay, really?
Boy, it was like a poop period. Or wait, no, I guess seventh grade you had it, right? When do girls
I am
get that?
Not answering this. This is so
Why?
Not a topic for the radio.
Okay, we're passing by your constipation, which must have been horrible.
My mom made me eat fruits and vegetables
you must
at home.
Put the kids in Wisconsin
good.
To shame.
Yeah, because I was the only seventh grader in the world eating ice cream and cheese fries for lunch.
It just sounds like it gums up the works real bad. When do girls get the their curse?
Usually around age 12.
Oh, so you already had
average.
It.
I don't know.
I can do the math. You had it, though.
Maybe.
You had it. You were probably really wolfing it down during your period. You're like,
okay, I'm
going to
leave if this is what we're going to talk about.
Well, I don't really want to talk about your childhood period. I want to talk about that poor kid that got shot. That's the second topic I got.
Okay.
What, 2 minutes?
Yeah,
I got 2 minutes with you?
Yes. It is getting close.
It's 7:48.
Uh-huh.
We've recorded about 33 minutes of show.
That's good.
I got nothing for the solo show because if I'm doing solo, I got to be dirty as hell.
Ugh. Well, what do you want to talk about with Trayvon?
Was it Trayvon? I was about to say Tavon.
I think it's thank you. Maybe. I thought it was Trayvon. I don't know.
T. Jackson?
Yeah.
Could have been a brother or sister of yours.
I'm white. I'm like transparent.
Your last name's Johnson. Never mind.
Yeah, dude. Sorry.
I was close.
I was like, huh?
I was there. I was in the neighborhood. We can't get into this because you really have to go
we
in 2 minutes.
We can quickly. Yeah, why not? We're already talking about it.
Well, I got it. Okay, fine.
Just what's your thoughts?
Tell you what my thoughts are. I think it's a kind of weird that people are so lined up to get this Mr. Zimmerman.
They're ready to lynch this guy without having any facts at all.
I've literally seen tweets to the effect of this is his address. We're going to show him how it's done.
Yeah, and I think that's a little ridiculous.
And let me put it out there first. I think this guy, from the facts that have been presented, I think he probably agitated this kid into attacking him, and then...
And then the kid hit him.
Yeah, exactly. And then he shot him.
Stand your ground defense.
And he kind of should be in trouble for that. Because absolutely. If someone followed me and I was like, what the F is wrong with you? And I took a swing at him and then he shot me.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't Trayvon using the stand your ground defense as well? Yeah. Couldn't he have seen the other guy as an aggressor? I think to die over something that silly. Why did that guy have a gun on a neighborhood
watch?
Well,
the guy sounds crazy. The guy sounds like he watched one too many episodes of, I don't know, Law and Order.
It
kind of
seems
like
he was out looking for somebody trying to cause trouble.
Yeah, because he totally gets his nut off being like, oh, I'm an authority figure. He's like the nut job that the police department actually wouldn't accept. And we've seen some of the cops on the street.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're some real dregs.
Absolutely.
Some real chunky
ones out there. Question, though. Do you think that it was racially motivated? I'm curious.
Not like in a conscious way, but there's subconscious racism where I think conscious racism is like, oh, this black guy and this white guy are applying for this job and I'm not going to give it to the black guy.
Yeah.
That's racism. And I don't think many people are going to debate it.
Yeah.
If you put a white kid in a hoodie in this exact situation, I don't think he's freaking out like this.
Yeah.
Cause I think in some ways, and a lot of people will say, oh, it's racist to think that like black people are automatically more criminally inclined. Well,
stereotype is there for
black people, I guess the statistics are they commit as much crime as white people, but there's just not many black people. So the fact that their numbers line up, given the gross difference in populations, it's pretty messed up. Now, again, I'm not saying that's because black people are predisposed to it. I think most a lot of black people in the city are born in crappy situations, and I think anyone born into that.
And they deal with it the way that they deal with it.
If I were born poor, I'd be ripping off Whitey too. Hell, I'm only mildly poor, and I do rip off Whitey all the time. I get off on it. Yeah.
You really rip off Whitey.
Yeah.
But question, is George Zimmerman white?
Because
he doesn't.
He's half and half, but his mom must have been he's half white, half. I don't know what kind of Hispanic,
he looks all Hispanic.
Yeah. He just looks like a fat Spanish guy. Yeah. El Gordo. But again, I think that's a weird defense to be like, oh, he's half Latin. He can't be racist.
Yeah, no, what? I think that's absolute crap. I was just curious because I'm just curious.
No, it's just, I think it's a really crappy situation. I like that they were so worked up that it's being investigated what this dude did. Because the fact that he just kind of walked away from this and they're like, well, what are we going to do? Again, that's the law currently. Mm-hmm. So you can't really freak out about it. I mean, you can, and you can try to change the law.
Yeah, but you can't.
But yeah, what's going on currently with this dude to threaten him?
Well, that's ignorant Americans for you. I mean, look at the comments about the Hunger Games and the racial comments that are being made against the casting.
What's
about
Hunger Games?
Oh, they're saying that in the book, two of the characters weren't described as being African American, but the cast African American actors in the roles.
Yeah.
And if you read some of the comments, it says that these characters in the book are olive-complected skin with dark eyes, whatever, take that for what it is.
Yeah.
But there were people making these outrageous comments saying, to the effect of, oh, well, we don't care if she dies now. My heart was broken in the book when this little girl dies, but now it's ruined it. And it's like, are you really saying that publicly on Twitter? Are you that
If I were
dumb?
Black, I would still be so livid just about Hollywood in general. Like,
oh,
who
God,
cares
yeah.
if there's one token black dude in the cast? It's never the lead still.
Yeah, no.
I mean, if you want to talk about it, is racism alive and well in America?
Look at Hollywood.
Why is it I cast one black lead and it's quote-unquote a black movie or a black show? Why the hell's it got to be that way?
I hear you.
Why can't the token black dude be the lead and the entire cast is white? They would still
and
make it a black
them.
Show.
Yeah, yeah. I agree
so
completely.
So it's still alive and well in the culture. And I think it was playing a part in his head, but not overtly.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Hot.
Personally, I just think the law is messed up, and but that's so much of this country's background. Period is just gunslinging crap.
Well,
you ask the rest of the world what it is that characterizes us. We're fat people with guns.
Yeah, well, and I think that people need to stop prosecuting people and determining guilt or innocence before they even have the facts.
Yeah,
with social media nowadays, if the popular consensus is that you're guilty, you are done. You don't even have to go to trial. Your life's over.
You're screwed. Oh, yeah.
I mean, and I think it's a little ridiculous. I think people need to take a step back and say, wait a minute, let's look at this. I'm glad that they got the investigation going, and I'm glad that the police chief is
still
down.
Yeah, how messed up, though,
and
is
I'm
it?
And I'm so glad that they're actually really looking into this now, because I don't think that kid should have been murdered, and it's really unfair. But
how screwed
people
up is
on
it?
Social media need to chill out.
Yeah, well, people are idiots. They just I spend a lot of time on Twitter. I'm an idiot, and the people on my list are idiots, and everyone's just stupid online.
Yeah.
As dumb as they are in reality. And you're like, oh my God,
it's
look at that jerk who cut me off. Yeah, they're 100 times more bold in their idiocy.
Yeah.
But it is screwed up that there is no investigation into this until there's this huge outcry. It's just like, oh, this guy came at you and you killed him.
Yep.
And it's fine.
Yep.
I kind of want to kill people now. I'll be honest.
Please don't.
If I can get away with it that easily, I'll run around their lawn screaming and then they'll come out and confront me and I'll blow them away.
I'm going to go now.
You got to leave? Stay for the outro.
No. Oh, of course. No, I meant you're going to start killing people. So
oh,
I'm going to like Jet.
I'm not going to kill you.
Thanks.
We'll co-host the show.
Always a motive, John.
Yeah, I mean, it's not because I have a heart. Come on. Nice. Veronica, thank you for joining me. Do you have to go now?
Of course. I do. But
that
I can
sucks.
Wait for you to finish up.
You can give me my 2-minute outro.
Yes.
It'll be like 30 seconds. This episode will be short as hell, by the way, but I don't care. There'll be another rerun that they can play afterwards, and it'll all be fine.
Yeah.
Veronica, thank you for joining me.
You're
Is
welcome.
There anything you want to plug other than your Facebook of Veronica Johnson, which people can stalk by going to my Facebook page, John Papagiorgio?
No, I'm good.
Okay. They'll find you.
I'm going to make a Papa's Basement Facebook page, I think.
You should do that, and then Where just put up tasteful nudes.
Sure.
With your little
I'll
nipple pocket
right
pulled
that.
Down, showing the hole you've cut in the shirt. What? People need to see you in the studio every weekend so they can fall in love all over again with America's princess.
I kind of like that.
Again, my name's John Papagiorgio. I'm on Twitter at Papa's Basement. Facebook.com/Papa's Basement is where you can find all of our updates. The show's website in papasbasement.com has every last episode we've ever done together, as well as a bunch of my writing. Please find the podcast on iTunes. Just Google iTunes and Papa's Basement. You can also find the link on In Papa's Basement. Find it, subscribe, rate it highly. That means a lot. I think by what year did we say again? Was it 2025? I'll have enough ratings so that I might land on the iTunes front page, that they'd give a crap about me. Something like that, right?
It's really far away.
It's out there in the distance.
Yeah.
Like the Star of Bethlehem. I'm chasing it. Folks, thank you for listening. And until next Saturday at 3 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way, on my way.